Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
Normally we would be having a couple fight it out, but right? Today it's sisters fighting it out over a difficult decision as it relates to their father.
And her side will get it straight. It's Slacker and Steve's great mate debate.
Yeah, we have Jessica and Jen. Oh, your family was one of those families.
The Jays, yeah.
And I believe Jessica won the toss, so she gets to go first. Jessica?
Yay.
Yay.
Tell us what's happening.
Well, bottom line is I think we need to take away our dad's car keys. He's 73 and he's starting to get very forgetful. You know, he's just not as sharp as he used to be. And I'm really worried that he's going to hurt himself or he's going to hurt somebody else while he's driving.
Nice.
You know, lately I've ridden in the car with him a few times recently. And honestly, I was scared for my life the entire time.
Wow.
He was running stop signs. He even forgot where he'd parked the car when we left the store.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just, to me, it's a recipe for disaster. And I just think we need to step in before it's too late.
It's time.
Oof. Okay. Okay, great arguments. Let's get your sister in here and then we'll hash it out. But Jen?
Well, yay.
Why do you want him to continue to drive?
Well, I think Jessica's completely overreacting. Everyone is forgetful sometimes. And I think that I worry that taking away his car keys will make him age faster. Mm. He's never been in a wreck. Never. He has a perfect driving record. And I don't know why she's so scared of him getting in one now. It was really tough on him when we lost Mom, and I don't want him to lose his independence on top of that.
Oh, that's right, because you got to start driving him around to errands.
Oh, my God,
and
look at you trying to make it a selfish decision. Yeah.
Well, I mean, no, there is that, because I live closer to him than Jessica does, and but I don't have time to drive him everywhere, and I don't know if she's thought of that.
But then, are you genuinely saying you think it will shorten his lifespan?
I don't know if I would say that, but I think it's going to make him older, faster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's still pretty vigorous and spry. And I don't know. I want him to have that for as long as he can, because he's lost a lot already.
Yeah.
I will say, in my experience, it's like people think you break a hip and then somehow medical things start happening to you. I feel like you break a hip and you lose your ability to be mobile, and then you just give up.
Yeah.
Your immune system goes, why are we here still?
Mm-hmm.
And just says, and I feel like, while it's not the same being able to walk around, being able to go, I want to run to the store, or maybe he has this coffee shop he likes to cruise to and whatever. If you take that away from him, I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
They die soon after. I know that sounds awful, but...
No, I totally believe that as well. And, you know, 73, it's older, but it's not like... I don't know, it's not that old, right?
But Jessica was afraid for her life, yes. She said in the car. Like, yeah. We can't all just go like, we don't want him to die sooner, and then he plows through. How many times, this is another terrible thing to say, but like, how many times are there stories of the farmer's market where the guy mistakes the gas for the brake? Never had an accident before, but when he does, he plows through 37 people trying to buy
it's
corn on the cob.
It's a massive accident.
Right? Yeah. Like,
how often and how far does he drive?
Jessica, why don't you answer that?
I mean, I guess, you know, for the most part, it is just like making trips to the store, making trips to the, you know, like to Costco, yeah. You know, I mean, yeah. Nothing is within like more than 20 minutes of the house, but it's enough where, you know, a lot of people, they say within 5 minutes of your house, you get into an accident. That's where you're most likely to get
yeah.
into an accident
yeah,
because you start,
true.
You know, kind of letting yeah. your guard down. So it doesn't even matter how far it is.
Right. On one side, there is a lot of options to alleviate you guys having to drive him around. Obviously,
Ubers
I don't know what side I'm on right now, but you can get groceries delivered.
Yeah.
You can. I mean, there is an app for everything to have everything delivered to your door at this point.
But there's
so
no
it's expensive, but you're right. And that is a huge problem. And then he's never going to leave the house because why would he? He probably only goes to the grocery store, the coffee shop he frequents.
He just wants to talk to people. And if you're just stuck in your, like, I don't.
But eventually, over time, that just, you got to expect that's all going to go away.
I know. And I just don't want to be the one to say it.
I know. And I'm thinking of you guys, too, because you could be on the road while he's driving and then you, like, plow into you.
He could. Yeah, you're right.
I'm concerned for you guys. And my health.
I love it when you try to make it like you're the philanthropic or you're the noble one. You're not. You don't want Jen to have to drive him around.
And that is she like, doesn't want to have to drive him around either.
Okay. Can we do this? We're gonna get a jury for you guys. If you happen to want to jump in with them, could you do us a huge favor because we don't know you? Could you go, this is Jessica, and then give your point? Because
We,
like, you guys are sisters, and we need to know who's arguing. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to put you on hold, talk behind your back, and we'll get you a jury here in a second.
Once again, Jessica is the one that wants to take away the keys.
Yes.
Because she's been afraid when she's in the car with him.
And Jennifer is the one that wants to have him keep driving then. Jessica. Anti-Gen program.
Yes.
Right.
So we need you to pick a side. I mean, if you've done this to your parents,
you have to parent your parents.
You do. This is like such a sad day in everyone's life. Like, I feel for them.
The crappy part is, you know, you have to do it when he gets in an accident.
Right.
But do you really, does somebody actually have to get hurt before you do the right thing?
That right.
But he hasn't hurt anybody yet. He hasn't even had a fender bender.
You're right.
So why are we doing this?
I mean, my mom is young, and I fear for my life when I'm in her car.
Same with Steve. I don't ride with him anymore.
So,
all right. So should Jessica take the keys away, or should Jen let her dad
You're right,
still?
Dude. There's a good chance he's going to deteriorate.
I don't think it's a good chance. I think it's 100%. It's just how much and how quickly, but yes. Or should Jen be allowed to let her dad drive? We need your help, and we're going to get started with Catherine.
Yay.
Who said you on?
First of all, really, really fast, I want to say thanks. I went to Atlantis Morris at concert last night. Some tickets for you guys, and it was really fun.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Oh good.
That's
congrats.
Cool, yeah.
So, yay. It was fun. They didn't send me the tickets till like a couple hours before the show.
No, I don't know if you've heard our company, but we don't communicate.
I didn't think it was actually going to happen. And then, like, the night before, I got the tickets. So it was fun.
Perfect.
I found a date, and it was wonderful. So
cool.
Anyway, so I'm on Jennifer's side because I have experienced my grandpa when he started to get kind of frail and a little bit unhealthy. He started feeling like such a burden. I think that generation, that's really important for them, especially men, to have that independence. I mean, women also, but. And he ended up, his mental health really suffered. We didn't take away the car keys, but I know this is really extreme, but he ended up taking his life. So that's really extreme. I know that. But I just think mental health-wise, I mean, I would say if they're really concerned about his driving, they should have somebody that's not biased drive with him and say yay or nay. You know,
there you
that's
go.
A good idea.
That's a very good idea.
Oh, good. Okay, good. That's all I have to say then.
Thank you, Catherine.
Nice.
No, I mean, because you guys are emotional.
For sure.
It's like, no, I want to take him, and he drives like a maniac. He's like, no, he doesn't.
That's
like,
true.
Hey, this is Jen, and I think that's a great idea. Thank you.
Okay, let's keep going here. Casey.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I say take his keys away.
Yeah. Jessica's side, okay.
Why?
I lost my dad about 3 years ago to Alzheimer's,
mm-hmm.
and he lost cognition before he
Hang on. Let's try this again, because sometimes this works. Keep going, Casey. You lost him to Alzheimer's, and what were you saying?
Yeah, he lost his spatial cognition probably about 5 or 6 years before he died, where he, when he was driving, he couldn't tell how far a car was in front of him, and it was terrifying to keep with him. And so he was fine. We got him involved in senior activities, and there was a senior bus that would pick him up for things, but it was, he would have been devastated if he had killed a kid.
Right.
So, yeah. So take him away before it's too late.
Thank you for the call. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. This is Jessica. I just wanted to say that, something that we have not fully discussed yet, but is definitely on the radar is the possibility of an assisted living situation, a community where, to move him into a community where there would be more activities and, like in an apartment, someplace that would allow him to have still independence, but more of a community of other people like his age and, some older, some younger around him, where he wouldn't have the need for a car quite as much. And if there were, and those places do the trips, they have the senior buses, they take people to the store, where you still have a sense of independence, but you yourself aren't solely responsible for getting yourself around.
Good point.
Yeah. That'd be helpful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great point. Thank you. I just still feel like when you put somebody in assisted, like the whole
same
assisted
difference.
Thing feels like by pride.
Yeah.
You don't.
Yeah. This is Jen. We have discussed it, but Dad is really, he doesn't want that yet. He just lost Mom and he wants to be at home in their house, his house. Like,
yeah.
I know
nobody
he doesn't have a lot
it.
Of years left clinging to.
Yeah.
To what he had, but he wants every day that he can get with it.
Okay. Let's keep going here. Melinda?
Yes. Hi.
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah. Whose side are you on?
I'm on Jen's side.
Why?
I did lose both my parents in just their 70s, but I'm a caregiver now, and so I've seen a lot. I do believe in the decline, from losing your ability to drive. I could suggest just maybe getting an eye exam just to make sure that things are right there. I remember decades ago, my grandmother getting a ticket just because she rolled and didn't stop at the stop sign. That's a very common thing.
Hmm.
Maybe not driving all the way to Costco, but still being able to drive to regular stores near his house. I don't think it's time yet.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for the call. We're going to get one more in here and then give you guys the verdict. Heather?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Whose side are you on?
I am on against.
You're on. Oh, you're against taking the keys away?
I am. Okay. Long story short, we did this to my mom back in last November.
Uh-huh.
And her health climbed dramatically very fast. Mm-hmm. She lost her will to live. She started living in an online world. She just passed away this past Saturday.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
That's so fast. Yes. Oh my God.
If I could go back, I would let her have her independence a little bit more. She still had some health problems going on, but I think we just acted too quickly.
Oh my God. Heather, thank you for calling and thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank
but
you
that
so
independence.
Much.
That puts us in, I mean, now.
It could.
Yeah.
You guys, Jen, Jessica, it was really close, and we're not going to, like, force you to follow this, but Jen won. But Jen, would you be cool with at least having somebody else assess his driving?
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea. But I still,
I still think he should keep driving. I get that my sister had a bad experience in the car with him, but I've driven with him and I'm not worried.
And if you're the one that has to drive him around for all these errands and appointments, you're the victim in all this then.
There's no.
I'm not a victim. I'm his daughter. I love him. I'm going to take care of him until the end of his life. But I want him to be happy.
If you're willing to drive him more, you know, maybe drive him more to, you know, take on some more driving.
Let's see if we can find somebody to assess his driving and stuff. Jessica, and you're cool with that, right? As well? Like, let's see if you're right about him not being good at driving.
Look, I would give you that. I would be open to having someone who is a third party if they're willing to risk their own safety. Maybe do a short trip somewhere and see what they think and do an assessment and see what they think of his driving and whether or not he should still be on the road. I mean, I hear what people are saying, and it's definitely a concern of mine, you know, taking his independence away from him.
You can't unring the bell. If you take it from him and he passes.
Let us know how it
Please. Hang on, guys. We appreciate it. If you have resources for these guys, you can hit our social media or text us at 51059.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.